Giants baseball is back, baby, and boy is it back with a bang. A big come from behind win on opening day to shock the Reds in Cincinnati. Wilmer Flores, the hero, getting it done. The Giants bullpen doing things. It wasn't easy, but the Giants pull it out in a very exciting fashion. In a very exciting fashion, I should say, on opening day. And we're going to be talking about it right here, right now. I'm your host, Darius Lott, and this is Second and King.
Welcome to Second and King. Giants.
There's a shot deep right field by Crawford. Adios, pelota!
And now, here's your host, Darius Lott.
Yeah!
Yes, sir, that is correct. We are back once again. I'm your boy, Darius Lott, for this edition of Second and King. And man, I was hoping I would have something positive to talk about. And I do. The Giants did not disappoint. They give me quite a lot to talk about. In fact, their stunning win in Cincinnati, 6-4 over the Reds. They erupted for 4 runs in the 9th inning to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. And man, there's a lot of bullet points and a lot of things to touch on. So I think we're just going to not dilly-dally anymore and just get right into it. It wasn't all smooth sailing for the Giants in this game. So I guess we got to talk about, you know, before we get into the good, which were there, where there was a lot, we have to talk about the bad because there was a little bit. The first one, first and foremost, the Giants, had a really tough time today, offensively. They struck out 17 times as a team. And, you know, you're not going to win many ball games if you're striking out that many times. Like, everybody in the lineup struck out at least one time. And granted, they were facing Hunter Green, and Hunter Green is one of the better pitchers, one of the better young pitchers in the game of baseball, and he has one of the better fastballs in the game. You know, he's got that horizontal, like, it's almost like two-seam movement that he can get on his four-seam fastball, you know, so he was going to be tough to hit anyway, so I will give them a bit of a pass on that, but, you know, Giants, maybe don't make this a habit, you know what I'm saying, just don't, you know, a few here and there, I get it, but, you know, 17, let's tighten that up, you know, that was probably the big glaring issue for the Giants offense today. It took time for it to get going, but when it finally did, it got going, and it got going in a big way, so, that was the main issue. And another one, and I don't think if it's a big issue, but it stands out a little bit. Logan Webb, not particularly sharp on opening day here, which isn't, if you've been a Giants fan for a while, especially right now in this current era, this current incarnation of the Giants, he is known to be a bit of a slow starter at the beginning of the season, and then he just locks in. And then he's nails practically the whole year through. So, you know, he had some tough time with command. Wasn't able to quite locate at the knees like he's typically known for. A few of those ground balls that he, you know, excels at getting got through. And, you know, the Reds tagged him a bit, you know. In particular, Jeimer Candelario. He drove in 3 of the 4 Reds runs today. He went 2-for-3, walk, 3 RBIs. He gave Webb the most trouble by far. But it didn't get too out of hand for Webby. Like I said, he typically is known for slow starts. I'm sure he would like to get off to a much faster start than what he did in this game. But I'm not going to hold it against him too much. I think he'll be fine going forward. We know his track record. We know what he's about, and we know what he can do. So not a big negative, but just something worth noting. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that was terrible about this game from the Giants standpoint? I'm having a tough time really thinking about it. I think the most glaring issue was the strikeouts, but there is the bad that came with this game. Now let's get into the good, because woo baby, there's a lot of good. I'm actually gonna start with someone who I view as a bit of an unsung hero in this game, who probably won't get the recognition that he deserves, or it won't, you know, stand out in the box score, his contributions to this Giants win, and that's Jung-Hoo Lee. I put up a poll on my Twitter after the game asking people who they thought was the MVP for the Giants in this win, and one of the options I put was Jung-Hoo Lee, and the reason for that, despite not, you know, registering a hit in this game, he reached base twice via the walk. And why is that so significant? Because he scored both times he was on base. And this goes back to, you know, when he was injured last year, he was lost for the season, and the Giants were without their speedy, slick center fielder. But more importantly, they were without a catalyst at the top of their lineup, somebody who can spark this team when they need something offensively, when things are going right. Case in point, like today, you know, like in this game, they were having a tough time generating offense. They were down 3-0, and, you know, they needed a spark, and Lee provided that starting at the top of the fourth inning. He gets on with a walk. He would eventually score on a 2-run homer by Elliot Ramos. And, you know, that put the Giants right back in it. They went from being down 3-0, and now they're just trail by a run. It's 3-2, just like that. And that was big at the time, because the Giants were kind of searching for answers. They hadn't to that point figured out Hunter Green. So, yeah. That was big, you know, getting on and in front of, you know, the big hitters in the lineup and allowing them to drive them in. So that was the first instance of Lee being a contributor in this win. The other came in that pivotal fourth inning. The Giants, you know, they went down first. Willie Adames, he strikes out. I believe that was his third strikeout of the day. Not the greatest Giants debut for Willie Adames, but I'm sure he'll pick it up. I ain't worried about Willie. But he goes down swinging, and then up comes Lee in the third spot, and he works another walk. He gets on base. He represents the tying run, and that was huge. And it makes it even more impressive is he was down 0-2 very quickly in that ninth inning to the Reds closer. He fell behind really instantly. So he had to get into the a more favorable count, I should say, and to just get on base. And he did that, you know, and he kept the inning alive. I mean, it was only one out, but he kept it going. He kept the momentum going for the Giants. And then Chapman follows it up with a base hit, little slow bouncer that allows Lee with his speed, one of those factors of his that I just find very, very important to this Giants team. If they're going to win games, they can, you know, definitely do so with some of the athleticism that they have on this roster. And Lee, you know, sees the opportunity. He doesn't hesitate, hits the bag at second, head down, he's churning, and he makes it in the third base easily. And just like that, runners at the corners, one out, and the tying run is 90 feet away, just like that. And you put even more pressure on the opposition. So after, you know, what happened next? I believe. Oh, that's right. Elliot Ramos would strike out, looking on a. I don't know. They say it was a strike on the outside corner. I don't believe that. It was. It looked off the plate to me. I even looked at it on the MLB at Bat app, and I was flabbergasted that they called that a strike. But anyway, so yeah, he goes down swing. He goes down looking, and then just like that, the Giants are down to their final out with Patrick Bailey coming up, and you know he would come through. He get a base hit up the middle, and Lee would score, and the Giants would just score more from that point on. So yeah, Jung-Hoo Lee's fingerprints are all over this win. He definitely deserves a ton of credit for what he did for the Giants in this game. So shouts out to Jung-Hoo Lee. Grandson of the Wind is back, and his presence is felt already for the San Francisco Giants. The other person that had their hands in this win is the man who knocked in the tying run that plated Lee in the ninth inning to keep this game going and keep the Giants alive, and that was catcher Patrick Bailey. Bailey, not a banner day with the bat, but he came through in a spot when the Giants desperately needed him to. At the top of the ninth inning, the Giants' win probability was 8.7%. And it was, you know, even with Lee getting on and then the single by Chapman that got him over to third, it was still at like 36.5%. And then when he singled on that ground ball up the middle to score Lee, it shot back to 50.1%. So he really made a difference. You know, he put the Giants in the spot to come back and win this game. And it started with that base hit. Bailey, you know, would end up just going 1-for-4 on the day, 2 strikeouts. So, not like I said, not a banner day with the bat, but overall, he just came through when they needed him. And he batted 6 today in the lineup, which when I saw the lineup, I was very peculiar and puzzled by his placement. And I was trying to figure out, like, what could Bob Melvin be thinking? And the only thing I can come up with, other than just keeping the lineup, like, different, you know, mixing it up, not trying to be too predictable, you know, because after, you know, he hits after Ramos, so you go from 3 straight righties and Adames, you go from Adames, the lefty, and Jung-Hoo Lee, the righty, and Chapman, another righty. So maybe he just wanted to break up the monotony there. So I can see that as well being one of the reasons. But I think another reason, and I might be reaching here, but it's my show. I can do what I want. If I want to reach, I want to reach. So I'm going to reach. Bailey, for his very brief career, has gotten off to really hot starts offensively. We saw it his rookie year, and we saw it last year. He got off to a really good start, and then he had that just extended slump that pretty much took him all the way to the end of the season. Like, he was nonplus offensively. Like, he was not giving the Giants anything whatsoever. So, yeah, a little disappointing end for him. And I think one of the things that the Giants are hoping, and even Bailey himself are hoping for, and I know Giants fans are hoping for, is he finally has a consistent year with the bat where he puts everything together, where he can maintain the form the entire year. And I just hope that this is the start of him potentially putting together a strong year offensively, you know, finally putting it together with the bat. Because we already know what he can do with the glove. Patrick Bailey with a glove is second to none. Like, he is one of the best defensive catchers in the game. And his gold glove is proof of that. It was not a fluke. This guy, you know, he has the pop time. It's the quickest in the league from when he receives the ball at home plate to after he fires a strike and when it makes it to second base. That is one of his key assets. He has one of the, he has a cannon for an arm. He calls a pretty good game. Not the best blocker in the world, but I think you'll take what you can get, especially with that arm and the way he can control the running game, which I think was something that they knew they had to do in this game against the Reds. The Reds are notoriously one of the best base running teams in the league, while the Giants are the inverse of that. They are one of the worst base running teams in the league and have been for quite some time. But shouts out to Patrick Bailey. He came through. He tied the game when the Giants needed it the most. So he also earns honors, MVP honors, for his contribution to this Giants win. While we're continuing to talk about Giants that played a role in this Giants win, I can't forget about the man that kind of got the scoring going. He got the ball rolling, and that's Elliot Ramos. The Giants, to that point, were not looking like they were ever going to figure out Hunter Green. They were struggling. But they needed a spark. So at the top of the fourth, down by three, there goes that man again, Jung-Hoo Lee walks. He gets on base, and then Elliot Ramos comes up against Green. He had already struck out at this point, but he comes up, and he works one of the best at-bats I think I've seen. It's the first game of the season, and it might very well be the best at-bat of the season. That's how good it was. Like, he was in fight mode the entire time at one point. Got the count to 3-2, and he fought off pitch after pitch after pitch after pitch after pitch. He just kept going and going and going. Like, he was relentless up there. And Hunter Green had been cruising to this point. Like, it didn't look like the Giants were going to even touch him at any point in this game. But he works an 11-pitch at-bat. And on the 11th pitch, he gets a ball. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, you know, it was on the outer part of the plate. And he puts a really good swing on it, and it just carries over the right field wall. And just like that, it's 3-2. And that really was a big turning point in the game, because it let the Giants know, oh, hey, only down by one run now, guys. Like, we're in this, you know? And it came at the perfect time. You know, Elliot Ramos hitting that home run. And I just hope it's a precursor of what he can do as a follow-up to his already impressive 2024 season, where he was an all-star, he hit over 20 home runs, he was a beast. And he became the player that I think a lot of people in the organization and fans alike were hoping he could be. And I don't think I said this in an episode, but I've said this to friends and other people I've talked to who talk baseball and talk Giants, that I believe when it comes to the Giants not having a 30 home run hitter since Bonds in 2004, I picked Elliot Ramos to be that guy that finally gets the Giants its 30 home run hitter since 2004. And this is a good start. He gets the first one out of the way earlier, game one. So he's got 29 more to go. You know, the march to 30 begins now. It's already begun. It's off and running. So, but that's the kind of power that Elliot Ramos possesses, where he can just take a ball out just about anywhere. Like, he's not extremely pull happy. We've seen him go to center. We've seen him go to right. He has the ability to hit one out in any direction. You know, his home run had an exit velo of 102, carried 344 feet with a launch angle of 37 degrees. So, yeah, he hit it a big way. I mean, he hit it a long way, I should say. But, yeah, Elliot Ramos definitely deserves a big pat on the back for his role in this win as well. Because if he doesn't hit that home run, who knows what the Giants offense, they're probably, like, just the same. They probably strike out even more if they don't do that. So kudos to Elliot Ramos for that. He definitely is another MVP in this Giants win here today. And the next contributor I'm going to talk about isn't just one individual. In fact, it's a few people that contributed to this win, and they are the Giants bullpen, who I think is being overlooked. I thought they were overlooked coming in to the season. I really liked what they had in terms of what they had in the system and what they can kind of do with this bullpen. I already liked, you know, guys like Walker. I anticipate Camilo Doval having a bounce back year. Tyler Rogers is always reliable. But yeah, and they had the emergence of Eric Miller last season. And a lot of the guys I just named were contributors to this win. Like, Webby, like I said, didn't have his best stuff. The Reds got to him early. They didn't get much more after that, after he exited the game after five, because the Giants bullpen would only allow one run in the next four innings. The next... Is it five? Nope, I was right. Yeah, the next four. Okay, yeah. Yeah, they would only allow one run in the next four innings, and that came in the ninth inning. So the Giants bullpen blanked the Reds from the fourth inning on to the ninth, until the ninth, where they scratched across one run. And that cannot be understated, because I think if this bullpen is firing on all cylinders and the Giants have a lead late, or even if they're trailing but they're within striking distance like we saw here today, they can very well come back and win, you know, based off this bullpen. You know, they can keep them in games like they did today. So I think they deserve a big round of applause for what they did today. Randy Rodriguez goes an inning, only allows one hit. He strikes out too. He's filthy sick. Like, high 90s fastball can get up there to like 98, 99. I think he can even hit triple digits. And a nasty wipeout slider. It was on full display. Like, he is going to be a force in this Giants bullpen. We got to see Eric Miller. He made his debut. He didn't allow any hits. Struck out a batter on a nasty changeup. Tyler Rogers came in and did Tyler Rogers thing. He did allow one walk, but nobody came across the score, so a clean inning for him. And then Ryan Walker, after the Giants secured the lead, he would secure the win, coming in and converting his first save of the year. It wasn't perfect, you know. He did have some little a little hiccup with the hit up the middle that scored the run after he had hit a batsman. But other than that, he did his thing. And yeah, it cannot be understated what they did for the Giants today, because, again, from the Ramos home run that gave him life offensively, spearheaded by the Jung-Hoo Lee walk, and then Patrick Bailey coming through in that spot to give them to tie the game, and even just putting them in position where they even had a chance to take the lead. But that doesn't happen. We're not even talking about any of this if the Giants bullpen doesn't do what it did today. So they deserve big round of applause. If I were to rank, you know, their contribution, I would rank their contribution to this win very high. If I was ranking it, they would be like number one for me, because one or two, because of what they did. Because again, if they don't do it, we're not talking about this. So the Giants bullpen, hopefully this is what we can expect from them the entire year. And finally, the man of the hour, the reason why Giants fans everywhere are rejoicing, a beautiful, wonderful walk-off, a big come from behind win, is Wilmer Flores. Wilmer Flores hits a clutch, and I do mean clutch, three-run shot to left field at the Great American Ballpark to give the Giants the lead that they would never relinquish. And it felt good to see Wilmer come through there. 2024 was very much a lost year for him. He dealt with some injury, and he wasn't quite the same Wilmer that we're accustomed to seeing, because Wilmer, when he takes his at-bats, he's a professional hitter. You know, you hear that term a lot, but he really is. Like, the way he takes his at-bats, he can grind out some at-bats. He is very patient in the box, and he, you know, where it's very hard to wait on certain pitches, you know, to stay back, Wilmer, I think, does as good a job as anybody in that department. And he did it here. He got a sweeper slider from the Reds closer that just didn't slide, it didn't sweep, and it stayed right over the heart of the plate, as Krug would call it, a cement mixer. And he did not miss it. He got every stitch of that ball, and he just hit it out, a line drive to left field. And I know Reds fans got to be feeling it, because the last time a ball got hit off a Giants, the Giants hit a ball to left field in Great American Ballpark in a situation similar to that was that infamous 2012 Division Series Game 5, where Buster Posey took Matt Latos deep for that grand slam. And like that kind of had a similar like it didn't hit the upper deck like Buster's did, but it kind of had the same effect. Like it as soon as he hit it, you knew it was gone. And he said as much himself, did Wilmer. As soon as he hit it, he knew it was gone. And he said in the post game interview, when he was talking to Krug and Kime, that he was initially just trying to look for a hit, you know, and just look to put the bat on the ball and make something happen. But he got a pitch to hit, he put a good swing on it, and it carried out, and he delivered big time for the Giants. And you know, like I was saying, it was good to see that for him, given what he had to deal with last year. We know what Wilmer is capable of. Like, he is not the best defender in the world, we know that, but that's not why he's here. He's here for his veteran leadership, and he's here to hit, and he can hit very well. And he did so today in a spot where the Giants absolutely needed him to. And I didn't get a chance to talk about this on the pod, but with the injury to Gerard Encarnacion with the fractured hand and him missing time, it's paramount that Wilmer is, you know, he does well, that he can be a little bit of what he was when the Giants first got him. And with the, you know, the injury to him, and hopefully Wade gets it going, the Giants platoon plan at first base hopefully bears fruit this year. You know, I don't expect anything crazy, but a little something from Wilmer, a little something from Wade, and I think they'll be okay. I think they'll go a long way. But yeah, Giants fans, I don't know many Giants fans that don't love Wilmer. I know there are some that are probably don't, but he's been one of the most beloved Giants in this current group for a while. So I don't know anybody who wasn't ecstatic seeing him come through when the Giants absolutely needed it. So shout out to Wilmer. I'll be playing the Friends theme song in your honor tonight, sir. But yeah, good for Flo. Fans love him, teammates love him, and it was good to see that here today. So yeah, the only thing we can hope now is that the Giants don't make a habit of striking out as much as they did today. Hopefully, they can put that behind them. They can come up with a plan. A better plan than what they executed here today against Hunter Green in the first half of the game. But overall, a good team win. There's some positives to take away. One thing that is noticeable is, and even though we didn't see it right away, but we did see it a lot during spring, is the Giants have a better two-strike approach than what we really got to see in this game. Like, I think we kind of saw it later. But yeah, if they can get back to that and keep that going for the remainder of the year, they can win a lot of ball games. Like I said, I'm very optimistic about this team. While others aren't, I am. And I think the Giants have the ability to surprise some people. I think they can outperform what the projections say for them. So yeah, more things like this, more things like, you know, the ninth inning, less like what you did before the fourth inning. Stop striking out 17 times and we should be good. We should be good. But game one in the books, in the pocket, out of sight. And the Giants take it 6-4 over the Cincinnati Reds at the Great American Ballpark. They, Buster Posey's first game as president of baseball operations, has his first victory on his birthday, no less. Happy birthday, Buster. 38 years old. Or sorry, 38 years young. I apologize, Buster. But but yeah, it's a good day all around. I saw that Bob Melvin said he was actually going to give the lineup card to Buster Posey in honor of his first win, which I think is awesome. So Buster can have that. He can frame it, put it on his wall or in his office. So, yeah, hopefully more good things. We will have to wait, unfortunately, until Saturday to see the Giants and Reds play again because they do have an off day tomorrow. But, hey, you know, it's all right. It's all good, you know. So we get a day to kind of marinate on this win and just enjoy it that much longer. So I'm good with that. I'm going to actually go back and watch these highlights again because, man, I still can't believe what I saw today. But that's going to do it for me on this edition of Second and King. Thank you guys so much for being here and joining me. If you like the video on YouTube, like, if you could, please like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. For those of you who listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and review. It really helps the channel, and I appreciate any feedback that comes my way. Please, I would love to hear from you guys. I love the engagement. I love talking, you know, Giants baseball, but I also love talking with other fans. So, yeah. Please do. I would love to hear it. But thank you guys again for joining me. This has been Second and King. I'm your host, Darius Lott. And as always, go Giants.